if you've been watching a TV show during the week, Operation Transformation is back. It's well and truly up and running for this series. And we've been doing this show every Saturday morning for the past, this is 2 weeks, so it's our third week, where we're talking to people out there doing lots of different stuff, getting them up and at it for 2015. Now, last week we were discussing the big walks that were happening around the country. The week before that was getting everybody in the mood and getting their numbers checked for a 0-5K run, which is coming up in about 4 weeks' time. Still time to do that, by the way. You can still get involved and hopefully get fitter, as we say. Now, today, a bit different, I have to say. We have Dr. Eddie Murphy in the house, not the actor. So it's great to have you, Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Nicky. Great to be here.
Eddie, you're a clinical psychologist. Now, my first question for people listening is the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist. A major difference, really, isn't it?
Well, it's totally different, but the best way of describing it is a psychologist, a clinical psychologist, is a shrink without drugs.
Okay.
We give people lifelong solutions to their problems by giving them different thinking skills and different doing skills, rather than saying something that's external to them, like a tablet. So we say, you know, you can manage depression, you can manage anxiety. And on Operation Transformation over the years, we've managed depression. There's really good evidence that if you go running, you can get really good, the feel-good hormones, and it can, for mild to moderate depression, it can actually equal to medication is for running. So I'd encourage anyone with low mood to get the running shoes on and get out there, because there's really strong evidence for that.
Absolutely, I would agree with that. I think even when I train myself, the endorphins that are released, the feeling you get when you're doing anything that's productive in the gym or at walking or in the park, running, walking, fresh air, all that stuff, it really does. And I suppose there's a lot of mind over matter as well, but there's a lot of, I would say, belief. Once you do it, you see the results.
Yeah, you get it. And in Operation Transformation, particularly me, I'm very interested on that transformation from the inside, not just what happens on the weight and on the measurements, but on that measurements of confidence and self-esteem and positivity. And over the years, we can tell all our leaders will always comment on where they were at the start to where they are when they finish, in terms of their confidence, their positivity, the way they're good to themselves and good to others. So it's a great transformation. Transformation can happen on the inside as well.
Yeah.
And that's the tools that we're interested in. Today, we're looking at the whole area of compliments.
Yeah, but just before we go there, because I just want to really pick up what you said there, because 100% belief and correct in that. I totally agree with you. As soon as you're training, as soon as you're doing anything, getting up, getting out, it makes a massive difference.
Massive difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Compliments-wise, this is what we're going to be discussing today. Now, you're going to have to convince me on this, because everyone loves a compliment, obviously. Why is that so important when it comes to Operation Transformation and fitness?
Okay. Well, compliments. Look, think about compliments like verbal hugs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as kids, we're really good, some people are really good at giving compliments. But as a nation, we're really poor at accepting them. Really poor.
Yeah.
Now, if you imagine when you were a kid, you can remember your favourite teacher, and you can remember the teacher that was quite critical or punitive towards you.
Yeah.
You really performed for the teacher that gave you compliments and gave you praise. And in adult life, it's the same. We all seek acceptance, we all seek to be valued. And if you want to be valued, that grows your confidence. And it's important to your self-esteem. And when your self-esteem is up, you're going to be out there, you're going to get more active. It makes it easier to do more movement, to be easier to get out of bed in the morning. And for anyone that's in bed now, I'd say to them, make a choice to move for the first 5 minutes and then decide whether or not you're going to give up. Because after you do something, your energy starts flowing. It's easier to get going, do it, and rather than give up.
Eddie, do you mean the people that are giving the compliments, or the people receiving the compliments? It makes, or both?
Both. Actually, it works for both, on both sides of the equation. But we're asking people to give a genuine compliment. For example, Nicky, I could say, oh, that's a wonderful blue shirt you're wearing today. But, you know, that's not really genuine. But I can tell you...
Excuse me, I think this is a gorgeous tracksuit top. We're going to tweet a picture in a minute. What's wrong with this?
Yeah, but here's a real compliment, right? On the High Hopes Choir, I was working around that area, and I met a woman who said Westlife saved her life. The music of Westlife saved her life. And Nicky Byrne, that's a genuine compliment.
Thank you very much. I think I'm going to retire, Reg. First question in.
He's speechless.
On the text. I am a bit speechless. 51552 if you want to get involved, by the way, on text. Someone says, you said on the TV show last week that a compliment will make the giver feel better.
It does, yeah.
How does that work, question mark? Because am I not being insincere if I keep giving random compliments? And I think that's a good question, because if, from what we're saying, everyone needs to feel that little, the benefits of a compliment. So you get out of bed and, or you walk out your house and you say to your neighbour, you're looking well, keep it up, whatever you're doing, you're looking great, come on, you can do it. So if you do that every day or twice a day, people are going to say, just, you're mad, what's he on about?
It's a random compliment. What we're saying is give people genuine compliments. Sometimes we can compliment people on the work they do, not just on looks and appearance, but on the behaviours, things that they do that are quite helpful. So like, if you think about your children and stuff like that, you might, like, I've got two young boys, 6 and 4, okay? So like my oldest guy, I like the way he's very feisty, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a compliment. I love your feistiness, your assertiveness. That grows into assertiveness in his adult life.
Yeah.
You know, I like the other young lad, we were sitting, how he's quite humorous. Right. And I love his humour. So if you target an area that you want to compliment, rather than just a general compliment, make it very specific and genuine. And on our Operation Transformation website throughout the week, people have been putting on compliments, and I invite your listeners and our listeners to put on compliments more on their website. We've had hundreds of compliments on, really genuine. And the receiver has cried. They've been sitting in surgeries, they've been sitting in hairdressers, and they've cried on the compliments they've received. Where people said, you're the best sister in the world, I can come to you at any time, with any difficulty, any problem. And it's just amazing compliments.
Yeah.
And then the person receives that compliment, and we're asking people to receive compliments by saying thank you.
And enjoy them, and take them, and don't be embarrassed by them,
Don't be embarrassed, because it's a verbal hug. And we're great at hugging. I think there's a change happening. We're able to hug each other more and more. But if you think of our parents who've been influenced by our grandparents, shows of physical hugs wasn't really what was it about. But I think that's changing and breaking down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got some compliments, or people who want to, you know, to talk about the compliments. Shell Tomlin says that Sheila Wallace, you're the best mom, you're so kind and hardworking, and you would do anything for the people you love. Love you so much, and you make the best roast dinner in the world. So little things like that make people feel better. Now, I want to bring you into fitness. How does that then, you know, take us down? The person who's sitting, I suppose, on the couch, who's a bit down, you know, who's probably caught in a rut, stuck in a rut, and wants to lose weight, wants to get a bit, you know, fitter, wants to go and get that walk. How does the compliment change their lives?
Okay, so if a compliment increases your confidence, okay, and if a person is more confident, they're more likely to engage in activities. If I said to your listeners, 0 to 100, do you think you'll be able to do 5Ks in 5 weeks' time? The number in that might be low. And if I said to the person, how confident are you to making that 5K? If the number is low there, that's critical, because if you increase the confidence, you're more likely for the person to achieve their target. And I'd say to you, if that's the case, what can you do now to increase your confidence by 5%? One thing can you do? Is it have a breakfast in the morning? Is it make a phone call to a friend and get out running together? So there's things you can do to increase your confidence. The more confident you are in your ability to do the task of running, getting out, getting fit, getting healthy, then that is, you're more likely to achieve your goal.
I agree with that, actually. Yeah, that's a good point. Joanne is texting. She's texting for you, Eddie. She says, I can never accept a compliment because I feel inadequate in all walks of my life. That's Joanne. So. Okay. What can she do to change that?
So if I think about it, what I call these are called core beliefs. Imagine if you cut a tree and you saw the rings of the tree. And the rings of the tree, Joanne is saying that she feels inadequate. I would say it to Joanne, think of a time in your life. Think of the opposite of inadequate. Think of being adequate. Now, list all the situations where you were adequate, or list all the situations where people said you were adequate and that you were lovable and that you were worthy. Because I think you have a bias going on. You're wearing a pair of glasses, a lens on the world, where you're skewing the information and you're seeing yourself in this way. Whereas if you take off the lens and be a bit more realistic, and be more compassionate and kind to yourself, you'll find that you'll allow a new growth, a new tree that says, I'm adequate, I'm competent, I'm able to do things, I'm able to achieve things, and I can be who I want to be. I can be my real self.
Professional sports people deal a lot with this, don't they? I mean, I remember I played professional football for 2 years with Leeds United, and there was a lot of, in the dressing rooms, a lot of positive mental attitude. PMA, as they used to put signs up around the dressing room. And there was things like, be honest, be yourself, win your personal battles. These were laminated signs on the dressing room door as you're putting your kid on. And the guy, one of the coaches, walk around screaming them out in the dressing room, pointing at them. And you're nearly, it's like a ritual. You're going out there, you know, to perform. But that, I suppose that's making you, drilling into your head, confidence, go out to perform.
Confidence, and it gives you the 1 or 2%, and that's the difference between teams. Most teams are equally fit, equally trained, but it's the mental fitness that can bring them over the line. I work in the Gaelic Players Association. I see the Gaelic County footballers who get in on the counselling scheme in there, and we're working on their confidence as well. It's one of the areas that we look at in terms of driving a performance.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to, you know, part of that is your confidence. And what drives your confidence is your thoughts. If you have negative thoughts or if you have positive thoughts. And it's not just a matter of thinking positive. It's having tools to tackle the ants. Like we call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. And on Operation Transformation this year, we talked about squashing your ants. Louise, one of Veronica, our leader in Cork, has this belief that she too is unworthy or inadequate. And she, this is kept going. It's like a fire that's kept going by automatic negative thoughts. And we put some tools in there to try and tackle those thoughts.
Okay. Right, we've got some callers on the line. We'll go to those now, Reg. Yeah? We've got Kieran O'Sullivan on line two. Kieran, can you hear us?
Hi, how are you?
How are you getting on?
I'm all right.
So you've got something you want to say? Let me know.
I just want to say to my girlfriend Michelle. Look, she's lost a lot of weight now. She's recently there. She's decided to change her life, and she's actually brought me along with her. She's after losing 4 stone, and I just want to tell her, you know, how much I love her and how much of an inspiration she is to all of us. And that we're all very proud of her, and just to keep going the way she is. You know, we're delighted for her the way she's so happy now. That's it.
Well, don't care.
Absolutely,
that's brilliant. What's her name, Michelle? Yeah,
Michelle Grace.
And whereabouts are you from?
We're Carrigaline, Cork.
And how long has it taken her to kind of lose that weight or get training and stuff like that?
She basically just decided one day she's just going to join the gym, and say 6 months she's after losing 4 stone.
Wow. In 6 months. Excellent. That's incredible. Yeah,
That's
and well done, Kieran, because it's a, you know, giving a compliment takes a bit confidence to step out of the comfort zone and say, you know, Michelle, well done. I love you. Incredible. And that takes confidence for you. And I clap hands to you. I give you a genuine compliment for being able to take that brave step. Well done, Kieran.
There's a clap hands. There you go. Look at that. Well done, Kieran. Well done, Michelle. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
See you. Bye bye. Line three, we've got it's either Lucia or Lucia. Hey, Lucia, are you well?
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What is it, Lucia?
Lucia,
excuse me. Okay, whereabouts are you, Lucia?
We're in Clarehead, County Louth.
Okay, and tell me, who are you looking to speak out to today?
My daughter, Claire.
Right. What's she done?
Claire has helped me set up Operation Transformation in our local village.
Oh.
And I was starting off looking just for 20 people to help me. We now have 138.
Wow.
So she's really helping me along the way. She's doing my Facebook page, and she's doing posters for me, and she's just helping everybody get motivated.
But how old is Claire?
Claire is 17. She's going to be 18 now in February.
Okay, very nice. What does she do for she's 17, she's college, is she?
Yes, she's in college in St. Pat's in Drumcondra there.
What's she studying? Arts. Okay, very nice. Well, there you go. That's the type of stuff we're talking about, isn't
absolutely
it,
Eddie? Absolutely. And I just love the whole community part of Operation Transformation, where thousands and thousands of people all over the country engaging and walking and go on to Facebooks and are really positive and encouraging. I was down in Moat last week, and well done to everybody in Moat who got out there with Alan. Well done.
Thanks, William. To see you. Chat soon. Bye-bye. Line one, we've got David McDonough. Slugger. Hey, David.
Hi.
How are you today?
Not too bad.
How's Sligo looking? Is it raining?
Donegal, Nicky.
Oh, why have I got Sligo on my screen? Someone's telling me Sligo. That's not my fault, David. That's okay, how's Donegal looking?
Looking good.
So tell me who you're looking to speak to today. Sorry, Reg, my producer's telling me she wants a compliment now for getting it wrong. I don't know why you want that. You got it wrong. Anyway, David, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think my wife rigged this up, so she did. She sent in a text for me to come on the show today.
She sent in a text for you to call. She heard to compliment you, or you to compliment her?
I think she sent the compliment for me for I'm running the Operation Transformation here in Bundoran.
Oh yeah, I have it here. David is such a hard worker and dedicated to Sinead and her family. He never stops. He's always looking or thinking of ways to provide for them. I just want him to know that I appreciate it and love him even more for it. Nice.
I tell you now, well done. Love that. Love that. It's a love in this morning, Nicky.
It is a love in. It is a love in. Right, listen, we're going to take a song. Thanks for that, David. We'll chat soon. Before we go back to you, Eddie, I want to tell people about this, about the competition. Operation Transformation wants to banish the January blues, so we're asking everyone to put a smile on someone's face by sharing a compliment. Whether it's your mum for always giving the best advice, your partner for being the funniest person in the world, or your best friend for being such a good listener, why not let them know? You can surprise them now with a compliment live on air by texting us on 51552. Or you can post a video message to the Operation Transformation Facebook page. And if you do, your compliment could feature on next Wednesday's Operation Transformation show. So go on to share a compliment and make somebody's day. I think it's a competition there earlier on. I meant compliment. Right, on the phone, we've got Elaine. Let's go to Elaine. Hey, Elaine.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning? You well?
Great, great. We're just on our way to our Operation Transformation group up in Rollestown.
Oh, lovely. Are you training? Going running? What are you doing?
We are. We do a 6 kilometre block, so we've walkers, joggers and runners out this morning.
And how many are you expecting? What's the turnout going to be like, do you think?
We have about 30 to 35 every week.
Okay.
Excellent. Well done.
That's good numbers.
Excellent. Well done, Elaine.
Yeah, thank you.
And Elaine, who have you got a compliment for? Today's all about compliments.
Yeah, I'd like to pay a compliment to my best friend, Siobhan Dwyer. We've been friends for 13 years and she's just been such a good friend. I said she's a great listener. She's so kind, always there to help out. And she's doing really well at Operation Transformation. And I don't think she realises how well she's doing. So I just want to say well done to her.
Well said. Well said. Well done, Elaine. Thanks a million for coming on.
Thanks, Nikki. Bye.
Keep running. Have fun. Bye-bye. Eddie, I wanted to ask, right, about... Somebody who trains will understand that and trains regularly. When they're training and they see the benefits to their fitness or to their body shape or whatever, anything like that, and you get a compliment for it, you know, in your head you go, well, I'm delighted I got that because the hard work is paying off. And I suppose your confidence increases. I'm wondering about the person at home who has never trained maybe in their whole lives or... you know, can't get out of the rut that they're in. How do we, you know, those compliments are further down the line for them. But right now, how is a compliment going to change their lives?
So say for that person who's at home and is wondering about, can they start, you know, their confidence is low. This is what I'd say to them, right? If you're going to wait for the feeling to get up, get your runners on and to go out and start your walking and start following the program that's online, you can wait all day for the feeling. Feelings are like in the drawer, they're like hidden. You got to do the action first. You got to get out of bed, you got to put on your shoes, and you got to decide, today I'm going to walk for 5 minutes. And then the feeling follows the action. And then the real good feelings come. So don't wait for the feeling, because you could be waiting until 2016. Do it now.
The reality of it is, it probably won't come. By sitting there, that endorphin, that feeling, that confidence, it's not just going to land on your lap.
It's not going to land on your lap. So feelings always come after we do the action. Right. Do it first, and then the feelings will come. Don't wait for the feeling, because you could be waiting around all year.
Yeah, no, it's well said, I have to say. And then as soon as you get out training, it will make that big difference. Okay, we have to take a break. Stay there ready. Get up, get your trainers on, get your kit on. Carl Henry is here. He's going to be talking you through a run this morning starting at 10 o'clock. Carl, you're very welcome.
Good morning, guys. Nikki, Eddie, you're looking super fit, ready to run. There's your compliment for the day.
Yes, come on. Can I just say, Reg and Lorraine, what a fantastic show this morning you put together.
What a show. And
you're in... Is that a new scarf, Reg? Is that a new shirt, Lorraine? You're looking fantastic.
The Nought to 5K Fitness Plan. Get your ass in gear.
Right, okay. Yeah, Carl, I'm not sure if you heard some of the stuff we did from 9 o'clock this morning with Dr. Eddie here, but... we're talking about compliments and confidence and how important they are in people's lives, especially to provide those positive endorphins to get them training, to get them fit, to make them feel better.
Yeah, I heard most of it on the way in. I thought it was great. The whole thing is, look, when you feel better, you train better. And to get feeling better, a simple compliment can do it, both for you as the giver, as Eddie was saying, and for the receiver as well. There's no doubt about it. We see it with clients. The biggest thing we try to build up with clients is their confidence, especially for women. They're so quick to put themselves down when they're getting results. They think, oh my God, I have so much to lose, as opposed to focusing on the positive. Us men, well, we're a little bit better at it. We take a lot more confidence from things like that. So you know what? You train better when you feel better, and all it's going to take is a little bit of a compliment. Geez, you know, you've done great. Your running's really coming on. Your waistline's coming in. You look great in that dress. They're all really simple compliments that will make a big difference to somebody's life. So you know what?
Yeah. What I was saying there as well, Carl, and again, that is after you train. We were touched on the people at home who've never trained. So has it made a difference yet to the waistline? Not yet, but it can make a huge difference very quickly.
So what we say to those people are just sitting at home is to say, 0 to 100, on that scale, how confident are you that you can get out and walk 5 minutes today? And you give yourself a number. And most people will say, well, that's around a 50. But then you say, well, what can you do to increase that by 10? So that could be to make a phone call and do it with somebody, because quite often if you train with somebody, you're more likely to stick at it. Going to hear all our groups around the country there today. There's walk in the park groups. There's walks all over the country. And we'll encourage people to join local athletics club and the Fit for Life groups and get out with people. And this is a way, even in Port Harlington, my own town last week, in the athletic club, 50 people turned up for our Fit for Life group. What an incredible turnout. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, well, Eddie, if you don't mind, about instilling confidence or confidence in kids. As a parent myself, how can you do the best job at instilling...
Absolute praise. Praise is the key thing for children. To praise their behaviour, to praise... If you see an action that you like, I'll give you a really interesting story. On a college site, a psychology class decided to praise all the girls wearing blue dresses. And 25% of the college, they measured it, were wearing blue dresses. And it went to 38% because they gave compliments and praised. That's how they influenced the whole campus. And then the following week, they decided to praise all the girls wearing red dresses. And then they shifted the figures. So right. there's a bit of science behind this. But for children, it's all about praise. Absolutely. Praise, to, you know, in my child psychology world, when I work with children, you know, it's praise is so growing and nurturing for children, where being critical and punitive. That's what we see in Operation Transformation. Often our leaders, when they're quite negative, they're punitive, they're beating themselves up. And the person that's sitting home in the bed, or the person who finds it hard to get out, just are critical. That voice that says, you can't do it, you won't do it, is a negative voice. And we're saying,
Is that the same then, real quick, for we see child obesity is a big thing in the world at the moment. It's an epidemic. Yeah. So if you've got a child at home and you're thinking, I need to get him or her training...
Yeah, well, what I'd say is do it with the child. You know, it's almost like you're in a car seat. You know, you don't want to tell somebody, start pointing the finger, you need to do this and you need to do that. That's the critical voice. What's the supportive voice? What's the coaching voice? Hey, you know what? Let's do it together. Let's get up here. Let's walk together. Let's enjoy exercise and see exercise is fun. Carol will probably tell you, yeah. Most of the women that we've seen on Operation Transformation over the years, they've never really had an exercise background, Manny. Isn't that right, Carol?
No, the reality is, you know what? The biggest barrier to exercise is generally fear. And in terms of families and childhood obesity, oh, you know, how am I going to get them to do it? Well, you know what? Like Eddie said, you got to lead by example. The family unit itself has to become a unit of health and a unit of exercise where all the family get involved, from the parents to the youngest children. You do it as a team. Each weekend, pick a sport, pick an event. Ireland is full of things to do. Just pick something different. Yeah. Everyone picks something. Everyone cooks a meal each week. It's got to be a team, and that's the way forward in terms of childhood health, family health, parent health. It is one big team unit. You can't pick anybody out. You can't isolate anybody. Yeah. And that's really important. Just, you know, pulling back to people at home who haven't exercised yet. It's January. They're watching everyone else getting fit, and they're afraid of doing it. I'm too unfit. I can't do it. I don't know how. Get your runners on. Listen
here,
in. And
here's the thing about fear, yeah? To answer this question, if you're listening at home, answer this question. What would you do if you were not afraid? What would you do if you were not afraid? Because if you were not afraid, there are many things you'll do in your life. Be in fitness, be in your personal life, be in relationships, be it, you know, that's a key question. And use that question to motivate you. What would I do if I was not afraid?
Okay, and I think that childhood obesity thing is probably a huge area we could probably cover again, maybe next week, maybe the week after, for people to listen, how they can tackle it. Loads of texts coming in, by the way. Someone says, hi Nicky, please tell the council worker who opens the Dunlow Recreational Athletics Track and Balance Load that I need it open at 10 o'clock on the dot. And that comes in from Owen. So he's a man that's ready to go. He's got his trainers well tied up. Hi, Nikki. Just on compliments, I've lost 4.5 stone last year and I feel great. And I'm just the correct weight for me now. But people feel they need to tell me I've lost too much or stop losing some. It's hard to hear after working so hard. How do you deal with that? That's a great question. My opinion on that, why are they the weight police? Why are the people who are, you know, pointing the finger going, oh, Jesus, you're doing great, but don't lose anymore. Mind your own business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel training is not just about losing weight. As we said, it's about a mental attitude. It's about endorphins. So, excuse me, they don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Those people don't know what's going on in your life, and training could be just the thing you need to get you through the day.
And here's a person who is in the normal weight category. And look, the thing is, how we look at weight now is totally skewed, because overweight is the new norm. And that's what we're trying to tackle. And for me, that's what I'm on the Know Your Numbers campaign. That's an area to look. I've completed the last 4 years, the last four marathons, but I'm still in the overweight category. It's such a difficult task, you know?
So to her, what should she say? Obviously she shouldn't stop. She's training hard.
Absolutely, yes.
Should she approach that person or you know, deal with that person and say, mind your own business? Or,
well, you know, you can choose to be assertive. You can choose to be assertive and say, you know, I don't really accept that, and I'm in the normal weight category and I'm happy where I am.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So that's about choosing to be assertive rather than passive.
Yeah. Shut them up. That right, Carol?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
but that's a bit aggressive.
You said it.
So you aim.
There's a fine line.
Yeah, there's a fine line, right? You don't aim for aggression. You aim for being assertive, and assertive means that I'm in a good place. You know, I know I'm in the overweight category without putting the other person down.
Right.
But if they really bug you, then tell them to shut up.
Right, Carl. Listen, we've 16 minutes to the run.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more about that for people who are just
okay.
Joe, we'll take a song. That's what they. Reg, you're right. Thanks for that. Compliment there, Reg. That's a good call. We'll take a song first.